holding in Kuplan Gimel. We did Siv Zayin. We're holding in the Mishaburas and Siv Zayin. Holding in Mishaburas, Siv Katan Lamed Vav. Okay. So we said in the situation, if you have a basic knesses of the Krochim, so since they're being used by multiple people from outside of the city as well, so the decision of the city alone is not sufficient to allow you to sell, even though you're going to use the money for Kedusha purposes, etc. However, in the case when they built the shul in the Krach, they built it with the Tanai that there would be a designated individual who will be able to make the decisions. So he's able to do that. Baskamas and Tzibra, only together with the agreement of the Tzibra. Lamed Vav. They never meant to say that they have no input. So good. So they need our input. So what do they accomplish? What they accomplish with the fact that they're pinning it on one individual's decision. You don't need the Shiva Teva here. You don't need the council, which only normally makes the decisions. But Maimon on Shahir Levad, you do need the Maimon on Shahir, that people would be aware of it and therefore give their skama. They also accomplish that, whereas normally when it's built in a krach, people from outside of the city can because they might come to the city and benefit from it, have a right to stop the proposed sale. But once it's al das yachid, they do not have that power. If they explicitly said that he could do it without going ahead, without getting their agreement, so we don't need their agreement. Okay. Okay. Then the Ramah continued on and said, the Shulchan Aruch continued on, that they would have the same type of lochas as we have the basic nesses, which means pirish. They have the same din as the basic shul. If it's a teva in a shul in a krach, where the shul is being used with multiple people from outside of the city as well, so the teva to be sold requires the agreement of people outside of the city as well, which you can't have because maybe there's somebody out there who will say no. If it's a makfar, not worried about that. Because the krachim. They follow the same rules as the shul. Okay, fine. Similarly, the items which are not necessarily the higher levels of kedusha, but the original, but they're equal or less. But when chaser is a mikvah, there is a chaser of the shul. There's a mikvah attached to the shul. Remina gamkin ki agavna lemotz in the mocher no lesager mim loya mehena arichin. They can't sell it. They can't refuse access to outsiders. Fine. It's not more chomer than the shul. Okay, Masha Nizka Basif said the Shiva Tova here, that which we're empowered, that the if you're in a kfar, so they're allowed to sell. And you have the Shiva Tova here, which means these are people which are charged with looking out for the benefit of the city. And the Zman Ben Anshir said the people of the city are aware of it and giving their askama. So he said, Yechel Mahatzi Adam L'chulin, even though we said before, when you sell the shul, you must maintain the money for something of a higher level of Kedusha are possibly an equal level of Kedusha, but you can't go down. But if it's done under the auspices of the Shiva to your ear, Maimon on your ear, you can use the money for Kulin. So, Lav Dafka Beisa Knesses, Al Filba Tashmisha Kedusha, the Din came. Okay. So, you can take the money of something which is a higher level of Kedusha, the Mount of the Sefer Torah, or Chumash, or these type of things, and the money would be allowed to use for other purposes. So, it's the same way we're saying the money of the Shul can be used for other purposes if you meet these criteria. There's but one thing is different. Tashmisha Kedusha after Mutli Shtamish Bidmeyem Kishanimkir Bashiva Tubir Bamaiman Anshir Bikvorim. We say you can use the money for other purposes if it's A, village, B, the Shiva Tubir were there, C, there's a Maiman Anshir. If you get all those three things together, you can use the money for other purposes. Kamaka Mehem Gufa Bikdushtayu Kaimi Biadalakh. But when they sell it, the purchaser has to deal with it with Kedusha. Because you cannot remove the Kedusha which is on the item. So later on he talks about the issue over there. Is it possible to sell in such a way to remove the Tashmishei Kedusha? But over here we're talking about Tashmishei Mitzvah, and basically this is along those lines. So Tashmishei Mitzvah can be Yotze L'chulin, like we'll see shortly, or somewhat shortly. Okay. Fine. So that includes, they were saying the same way, there's a difference between a shul located in a kfar and a shul located in a krach. If you have the shiva to a year or not, you have the shiva to a year. If you have the haskamas anchi or not haskamas, the maimon anchi or not. So that applies not only to the basic nesses, but also to the teva, etc. Mishabur says, Lamaches, call clay basic nesses, was of solem, reus, basic nesses, didn't go basic nesses. But the benches, the curtains, the kalim which they used in the building, all have the same rule as the building itself. So if they sold them out in a case where it was a kfar, it was a village, so they're empowered to sell, A, B, they sold the b'shiva to a year with the 7 liters, and C, it was b'maimon anshir year. So now we're saying in that situation, the money is not limited to what you can do with it. They have a power to be motzi at l'chulin and use the money not for chulin purposes. We love hachi. However, if you do not have any one of those criteria, it was in a krach, not in a kfar, you don't have shiva to a year, or you don't have b'maimon anshir year, lo, you may not use if anything of a lower kedusha. Possibly the Ran holds this differently, that even Bekrochim they're able to sell it out like that. To sell the actual shul that they don't give away to the Shiva Tuba here. Okay. So he said, come.
Presumably, artifacts that archaeologists are finding, they have to be treated a special way, or they put in museums okay?
People, if they're finding things, you think finding things from a basic nesses?
Yeah.
If there are things which were part of the kalim which are used in the basic nesses, it's not a kedusha of me'ila, but you can't use it. You can't start using it for chulin purposes. You can't say, well, you know, let's show everybody how this beautiful lamp works. It's not using it to light the lamp and have a Zemira session in front of the beautiful oil lamp. You know, it was designated for the Kedusha of using it for basic necessities. You could daven by it. We had a more interesting, just raising that question. So we went out to Israel. Now we did the archaeological dig in Emek Tzurim, where they have the sifting project, where the Arabs, the Russians should play them as they deserve, built an underground mosque in the Har Bais about 6-7 years ago, and they basically came with bulldozers and bulldozed the everything. They took out hundreds and hundreds of. They took out 400 truckloads of dirt, etc., and they dumped it. So it's being sifted through by the Israeli, you know, archaeology antiquities. So you can actually go and join the project and sift. So while we were sifting there, we found mosaic stones in our piece of it, you know, which based on what they, you know, comparison, etc., these stones, which were the type of stones that Hurtis was using when he built it, when he rebuilt the Bais Sheni.
The floor of the basement.
This is the floor of the basement. These are stones on the floor of the basement. So what level am I allowed to touch them? Am I allowed to be? I'm Tome, you know, what's so they're part of the carcass. So they don't have that issue. We found some broken kaolin. So broken kaolin, you know, handles of broken earthenware, just the handle, you know, different pieces. We found there. They try and see if they can find, put them together. We found some nails, metal nails. You know, very crusty iron nails. Somebody earlier in that day, they found 5 coins that day. Right? They found an oil lamp. They show you what they found that day. You know, it's, if you're holding these mosaic stones, they're from the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
The archaeologists prefer if they find them in situ than if they find it up like that.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
They do.
It's much, then they can see
right
when it was.
You know, but that. Our
politics wins out.
Our wonderful relatives, our cousins.
Well, it's what you allow the cousins to do.
That's true too. So partially the assumption is that it's from the floor. It's not such an issue. It's the kedusha. There is dinim, you know, but it wouldn't be any sort of touching it, etc. If I decided I want to lie down on them, I might have a problem, you know, using it for. So that was on Wednesday of the 9 days, and on Friday we went to, they have the under Yeshiva Takotel, they have the Herodian Quarter houses. They have 6 houses that they excavated, which are time from the houses in Yerushalayim from the time of Hordas. And we're walking along, and ultimately we see the mosaic stone that they found, the exact same. You know, I said, I don't know, I was holding those stones 2 days ago. You know,
wow.
It's like wow.
What color
know.
Are they?
They were whitish.
Black and white?
They're white.
Green and white. Just plain white?
The ones we had were mostly white. Were mostly white ones, yeah.
Uh-huh. I think they there was multicolors, I understand.
So they just had an article about it in the paper. They found enough that they were able to actually lay out a full design. They had those papers last week. So, and the lady that they've shown, like, I know her. That was the person leading our group, you know.
Would there be any part that you couldn't touch? I mean, to touch it, I mean, it's not an issue, is it?
No, partially most of all. The question is, some things, you know, you're Tommy, the things about Albert, things remember had tomb on them, you know, but you would have some, very little you can't touch.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Now, came along the Ramah, in case a Yachid who built a shul and gave it to the Tzibra, to the Kohol. So they have a right to sell it without getting the input from the person who donated it. Now it belongs to the Tzibur. We don't need his agreement. Okay. Fine. Now, the Ramah says, this, all we're discussing over here, that we get these rights to sell it, etc., is all talking about that if there's a law that you can force the members of the city to gather money to build a shul, how are we allowed to sell the shul? The answer is there was another shul over here. The Ramah says, there's no talking about there was another shul. Chol zeh pirish. Hold the kfar, that which you're allowed to sell the shul, if it's in a kfar, if the it's done properly. Oh, shal krochim, shatoloi serbet mikadim, or a case of a basic thesis of a krach, which when it was built al dasa yochid, that you're allowed to sell them. It's only kashiyesh time basic kenef zacheris mem aleph. I'm going to run perish to rutz alomer. Kishabano achshav bacheris. It doesn't necessarily mean that there was an old one there from before, but you're, when you're coming now to sell basic kenef number one, you already built basic kenef number two. Kishabano achshav bacheris. Al kashiyesh time shtei bote kenesias mikaidim. However, if they both were here from before, so this one A was not built to replace B, B was not built to replace A, so both apparently were needed for whatever reason they were built, then the fact that you have B doesn't allow you to sell A. When are you allowed to sell A? In the case where you built B now as a replacement. That's what Magen Rambam says. Even if they're both here before and the Maisa, you have a place for them to go. And that's sufficient. Okay. Chen dasi rabbi v'sham kavos say. Chen mashmi v'yirgro. Al b'kol tzedav k'shoyse besek neses meruvach v'machzik l'kulam. It's all talking about, the argument is, that we can't sell a shul if we need it. Well, there's another shul. Yeah, well, it's only true if the other shul would fit people. It's large enough that everybody can fit in there. But if it's not large enough, so we're back to square one, the people who don't fit there are required to build a shul. So they're required to build a shul, obviously they can't sell away the shul. Fine. So even though, in Krochim we say that they're not empowered to remove the sell away the shul because the ownership is not limited only to the people in the Krach, but rather to people from outside as well. So in the case where you built a new shul, which is a nicer, better shul, so we assume that people from outside the city are also willing to allow you to sell the old one, because now they have a new one. We assume that everybody is agreeable to that. So basically what's happening is we're saying that since the second one was built to replace the first one, that the Kedusha, which is on the first one, is transferred to the second one. And we assume everybody's agreeable to allow you to remove the first one. It's fine. So now you're allowed to take down the shul, but you're allowed to then take the money, not only the money that you got from the sale of the shul, but also the materials from the shul by building a replacement or by having this. So the mutti shamash family see on the chulin al pishiva to a year by my manchir. But if you, or alternatively, if you have the players of the city, i.e., the council and the members of the town hall of the city, they have the power. They're empowered to exchange the kedusha which is there for the new shul, and then you use the old materials for chulin. The ma'ayich maslon lehu livnei alma bezet. She was saying, well, yeah, but we said before that the bnei alma, people from outside of the city, want to have rights in the shul also. That's calls one that's relevant to them. But where that happens to the stones, it's not their business. Kimon sheyesh lehem mokum tovli as well. So only they have a place where to daven. We're saying they built a new shul, which is a nicer shul. So they have no rights to say, well, we refuse to let you sell out the stones, because if you tell me that we need to hold on the stones, because we need to rebuild the old shul because it's not good here. Okay, maybe, but what's the problem? They have a new shul. Then he said, if only one shul, it's going to be Yasser. I feel the membeis, I feel the Shiva ear, my Maimon Anshir ear, even though we have the Tevei ear, we have the Maimon Anshir ear, they're selling the first shul to get another one, but they don't have the other one yet, so we can't do that. Like we said before, you can't destroy shul number one before you build shul number two. So you can't sell shul number one before you build shul number two. You can't be left with no shul, relying on the new construction. It's also to sell the machra. In Moshe Yitzchak's Bedomim Macheris. Well, maybe you need the money from the sale of the old shul to be able to build a new shul. So is that mutter? She says, well, it's mutter if, in a case where we're not worried about the potential shia of using the money which they acquired. You know, you put it, you say, we're building a new shul, let's sell the old one, get the money. But, you know, we have a lot of debts, let's pay off the debts. No, you can't use the money for debts. You may only use the money for one purpose, building a new shul. You're using the money to the construction of the new shul. But we have a lot of debts, let's pay off the debts. So that's afraid there's a pshia issue. They might use it for other purposes. So let's say that the case was there was no pshia. What's an example of that? Gan shemazuman, basically, that's a likach, v'ein achos yalun sin samos. They're ready negotiating the purchase of a new shul, of a building, a new shul, etc. They just need the money. So we understand what's going to happen. They're going to sell the old shul, take the money, and buy a new shul. No pshia in that situation. So in that situation, they'd be allowed to sell, since the new shul is basically waiting to be purchased. So that's mutter, in conjunction with having the city council there, the seven people of the city council there, and the people of the city basically being present and being aware and therefore agreeing by doing so. Okay. Then we said, so much Dabar Shekdusha, which had been sold, and the item after it's sold may now be used for other purposes. So there's such an item, we do not make a public announcement of the sale. And number one. Number two, there's no issue of a no. So let's explain to you this halacha based on what the Rashba says. This is the truth of the Rashba. So the person designated this house should be for the Niyim. They will be able to get the benefit of the payers of the house. So what's gonna be the that they'll rent out the house and use the money for a Niyim? Or the Niyim will live there and get the benefits out of the house. And the person was mitzvah this. Yasa b'nei akol shum avracha. And the people of the call should not in some way try to take advantage of this house, which has been designated for the Niyim. Fine. Achach rotzo akol lim l'kar abayis. L'kdus v'damim d'abar achar shu zay noises appears on Niyim. So, you know what? We want to sell the house. Buy a field, and the field will produce, and the halacha is that the payers go to the aniyim. Like the house, the payers went to the aniyim. But over here, there's a lot of more payers than there is in the house. You have all of the grain, which is producing year after year after year. That would be the payers. So we'll use that for aniyim based on the person's original designation. And on that case, because of Rashi, the Sikha Machroza, B'shasa Machir. But we want you to make a public announcement that he's selling it, thereby allowing somebody else to come and make a higher bid and benefiting that the Niyim, well, you're selling the house, getting money for it, purchasing a field and producing payers. You sell the house for higher, you have a larger field to purchase more payers. So we're going to allow them to sell it by hakraza, which means by sell it by an auction, which in an auction situation where people are bidding, the price will go up higher. They'll get money, get more benefit for the this. The Niyim will benefit from this. Okay. Because of Rashi, Zichron Machrozim B'Shasa Mechir, the Kibun Zibakol Lo Yasu Avrocha. So his goal is that they shouldn't try and take advantage of it and basically squirrel it away. And came about it, Ena Tzibri Chalamitin Ba'ezeb Matan Lemisha Yusuf. They can't give it away whoever they want. Okay, so getting one person's offer for money and then not getting anybody else's offer is basically equivalent to, in some sense, of giving it away. Right? You might be able to get a much better price for it. So why are you doing this? You're giving it away. Well, the same way they can't gift it away without any compensation. They can't gift it away with compensation either. So what's the solution? You have to do a cross. You have to make some type of a public sale. Okay. McCain, who didn't let your Shalom Kabbalah across? Told Shal Chorizo, honor Roy and Kilo Moisley Bekarkazu. If they're not announcing, they're basically giving a discount on the karka because Dilmi Mikrizo, you name some Mishayit and Beyoker. They might find someone who's willing to pay higher. Mali and Noisim Kulu Bematana, Mali and Moisley Bemaksosa. What's not if they give away the whole thing, which is not allowed, to give away it partially for a cheaper price? Shouldn't be allowed either. I can't devour it. That's the Rash. About the first Diva Rama. Kol davar shebekdusha shenimker umutal l'shanoisai hainu shamoikrim yeshem rishus b'lav hachi lasus b'davar hanimker mashi yirtzu. See, if they have the power, the moikrim has the power to do whatever he wants with it, so the whole reason why he needed a chraz is because he has no authority to give it away, but if he's empowered to do whatever he wants with it, he can give it away also. If you give it away, you don't need a chraz. Like boy a chraz. Delu yehei. So what's your argument? If you don't announce it, he's selling away for free. He's allowed to do that too. He can give it away for all he cares. So if the merchant has the type of power, then you don't need it across. And there's no one either in the sale. Myra Makira's karka about him. I'm talking about selling karka. And Allah is Rashum Sha'ain on all the karkos. And by karka, there's no dinner in law. So even though it went above the seeming market price, which there is for karka, there are multiple cheshbonos why a person is willing to pay more for a specific piece of property. So there's no one in law. Now, so what's Ramah saying in Bernal? There's no one in law over here. Bashrinan, the Latema, the Habakashliyah. Even though there's no by characters, but there's one exception. Because the law is that if Reuven sells off an item to Shimon and there's a mistake in the sale, if it's up to if it's less than a sixth of the value, you know, he overcharged, undercharged, less than a sixth of the value, so we just let it go. There's one exception to that, is when a person sells through a shliach. So Reuven appoints Beryl to sell to Shimon. So Beryl sells to the Shimon for a little bit less than he's supposed to. So there's a no, right? No problem, because there's no by Kirkos, even though it's off by a little bit, it's okay. No. But Reuben only appointed Beryl to sell it if Beryl sells it properly. He never was a shliach to sell it. He says, well, you know, listen, you know, it's okay, it's a little bit off. The Bible says, listen, it's okay if I decide it to be a little off. You have no right to do that. I sold you to sell it for price. Not from the price. So that's an argument by a shliach. The other time, the habak a shliach, the filah b'chol shu mikrabotol, by shliach, even any deviation at all can be mevatol the mekach. Shul yachol armel iskuni shatitich avol debusi. I hired you to be my shliach, or I asked you to send to be my shliach for my benefit, not for my damage. So if so, we should argue over here that the davar shel kedusha, which allowed which your rishus to sell it, but maybe they should be. We're saying there's always a no, because maybe we should argue there is a problem over here. That at best they're like shluchim. So any deviation is a problem. No, that's not true. Just come and tell us. So we don't deal with this above and beyond the normal rules and say you're like a shliach who can't do anything. No, it's like they're selling their own. It's selling like their own. Like they're selling their own item. There's all talking about character. There is a talton. There is a no. Flip it around, but there's a case where we say that the merchant did not have rishus to do anything else with it. So who then they cannot give it away under price. So I'm sorry. You mean so if they can't give it, if they can't give it away as a matana, they can't give it away under price. So we need that they should not. They need a cross to make sure they're not selling it under the real value that they could get for the item, which we won't know until we offer it publicly. And now, and then the Mishnah Berurah refers, so that situation there is yes going to be an issue of hinah, even by karka, because if they sell under price, the sale is it was they were in the power to do that. Okay, that which is also the shenayis of the kedusha kala sarachachros, the dafka b'karka, even though this that situation, chizaltim ein sarachachros kedisa b'chashemish but simon kuftes. That requirement of hakros is referring to karka, not to matalfa. So why do they do that? Why do they require hakros? Because the sword of the karka should not be in a chilik. So the Gemara says, because by karka you make an announcement, people come look at the karka and give a bid. Matalfa, you come to make a hakros. So people come, pick up the item, and look at it, and pocket it, and walk away. Right, so it's nice you want to make a chrosa, but I have a person who's willing to buy it from me. I trust the guy; everything's ready to go. I have the item; he has the money. No! Make an announcement, bring in anybody you want from the street, and so because I'll work mechayev that because of the security of the item. Okay. Okay. Sifches. So it wasn't they built the chachila for shul purposes, but rather they built it as a house, and then they decided afterwards to designate it as a basic knesses. Did it get basic knesses? It does get the kedusha's basic knesses. Okay. Aval, in a kaddish, as she is palo boy, but however, the kedusha doesn't take effect until it's actually used. Hasmona lav milsi, just designated alone is not enough to change its status. Filling benu the shemesh knesses, and that's true. Even if they built it, the shemesh knesses, it's only once they start using it. Kivin she spelled the boy, fill the orchim lefisha, even a temporary use by people outside of the city, that's enough to say this is a shul. It's chal. Kivin shah yom yuchel the tefila kodesh. Once it's been designated, takim and used simply for tefila purposes, so that will give it a kedusha. Fill the fisha kedishu. If they specifically designated that they're not, we're designating this just for a limited time, so whatever they said, Shabura Mem Chastidic Vesekinesis, Grotzulimer, our God, Nithilin Shamshabala Hedid, we use this building for non Kedusha purposes. Kamakam Nasis Kabesekinesis, even so, but now that designated as a shul, gets all the dinner of a shul. And that's more to the chachilah. You'll say, why? How can you designate something for a shul which once a time is used for something else? Like it's not pastish. No such as. I have the commandment, Sif Kuf Nadal, Sif Kuf Alev. The El Simon Kuf Mzayin, Sif Alev, I go, I was him in your Kedusha. He, Welcome, Beshek Nesset, Tashmisha Mitzvah, he, Kamusha Kosa Peskin. So an item which is Kedusha is Kedusha. That's where Chashas has one of Milsehi. That the designation, even though it hasn't been used yet, so you make tefillin, they have Kedusha tefillin, even though you didn't use it, it's tefillin yet. You make a shul, you didn't use it for davening yet, it doesn't have a din of a shul. So what's the difference? The difference between Tashmishe Kedusha and Tashmishe Mitzvah. If the item itself has a Kedusha to it, Hasmada is milsi. The item itself doesn't have kedusha, just because it's been designated for a purpose. Well, it didn't happen yet. So, what was I saying? It didn't happen yet. So, therefore, it's not chal the kedusha until it's actually used. Because this is tashmish emitzah, not tashmish kedusha. And a kaddish actually is spelled a bit. It's not kaddish until you daven. It's kamilon. It's one of the milsehi. But the shanoi said the bias is the designation means nothing. That you can actually right now turn around and use it for chulin, because it's not a basic nesesh yet. I only have some shabrus of cotton yudches. The mayor hocha kishabenua called me most chulin sheesh. They built it with their own money. money that they already had in the coffers. They went gathering, collecting money for the shul. You cannot then lower it down to the chulin. So that was he saying that we can discuss as well as Milsi, etc. That's all talking about a case where they didn't collect money for that purpose. They collected money for that purpose. That designates it as a shul. Even before you used it, just with the collecting of the money itself gives that kedusha. So you can't change everything else. But it doesn't have all the kedusha, the positive elements of the kedusha. But you may not exchange everything else. That much is So they, the Taz is makel that even if you're gaber mos, you can use it for something else. But they have to fulfill. If people gave, they would have to fulfill their commitment to give. However, if an individual person builds a shul, so once he builds it, you know what? I built it for X, I should not use it for Y. No, that designation is sufficient. So he can't back out. He doesn't have any kedusha. He can't back out because there's never any stocker. Ali Moshe mitvach the b'tor shaloi sheish to beveisoi and kerba rabim kol shalini stamos b'le se b'tor yochalach zibayt does one of the milsehi. You made the mantle even though you haven't used it yet. So then he doesn't have to keep it for that purpose. Either there's a netter involved. Right, so we just said before the netter means you can't back out of your commitment to the shul. Why are you allowed to say I'm being noted to be used as item only for a mount of a sefer Torah and nothing else? So I'm designated for that purpose. So how can it be chayzer? So Shar Tzion and Memches addresses the question nearly hatam bepshitas. I think it makes a lot of sense. Okay, the vineyard is going to say kima the stama hula tzarech rabim. When they build the shul, they're usually building it for a larger constituency. Memela hu kineder asham beferish befet. So something to the tzarech rabim, that's some element of mitzvah. The element of mitzvah, your designation for that purpose is instead of like you're committed to do a mitzvah. That's nidrei mitzvah. So you're stuck. Avol im osam it pachas zevater shaloi sheish v'beisav en karba berabim. I'm sorry. Back in the Shar Tzion. Meila, who can netter Avshalom and Farish Bepet. So it gets automatically equivalent like a netter because you're doing the Tzarech Rabim. But if you're doing it for Mashain came to the Torah, Ena Mehasiya Raya the Rabim who. Just making Raya the Torah doesn't prove what it's who it's for. You might use it for your own self. The Hey, all is can netter, where's the netter? Well, I promised that this should be. A sevatar. It is a sevatar. Right? I promise that this should be a shul, but nobody should have in there. It's not a shul. Right? So that's plush a different. Where am I going from? I can run through all of this. So just to repeat, there's no shir tomorrow night, Thursday night. There's no shir Monday night. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, here in the shir. Okay.